to a stallion standing in the $10,000 range, you're going to look a long time to find it includes equal. And they run on anything, dirt, grass, artificial. Clue's most recent stakes winner is the unbeaten 3-year-old filly KP Wildcat. She was a dominant 7 3/4 length winner of the Island Fashion Stakes on February 26th and a likely starter against the boys in the Grade 3 $800,000 Sunland Derby on March 20. Include stands at Mr. and Mrs. Brer and C. Jones Airdrie Stud for $10,000 live foal. See the website at airdriestud.com and keep in mind that the Airdrie Stallions are your key to racing profit.
From the horse capital of the world, it's Horse Tales with Ursel Ellis on Fox Sports 1580.
And down the stretch they come!
We'll talk about the horses.
Oh, whirl away, pulls away.
The people.
Here comes Jim Cam down the middle of the track now.
And the history of the thoroughbred industry.
And its secretary on the Quincy by 2.5 lengths.
Now live from Kentucky's bluegrass region, here's Ursel.
Good morning, and we are here at the HBPA office at the Thoroughbred Training Center out on the Paris Lexington Road, and this is where we broadcast usually every Saturday morning, and we got in early this morning, and we're having a little problem with electricity, and I think my phone just went dead. Am I all right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, anyway, I'm looking for it. My earphones just went dead. Maybe it's my hearing just went dead.
Yeah, exactly.
It's on its last legs anyway. Well, here's the situation. We're over by Barn 28, and they don't have electricity. We are in the HBPA office, which is right next to it, and we do have electricity. But the KU people are here, and they're working on the lines, and they assured us that they wouldn't take us off the air. But, you know, somebody might push the wrong button or pull the wrong plug. And the wire out there is dragging on the ground. You can go out
there. Not anymore.
They got it up?
Yeah, the guy's up there. You know, the neat thing about being a KU guy, you get to ride in that basket. You go up and down and up and down. And now
that's the last thing I'd want to do.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, he's hooked it up. I don't know if...
Okay.
Well,
anyway, if we get what this all was leading up to, if we get knocked off the air, hang in there. We'll be back.
Yes.
Because it's not, even if we are off the air, it would just be temporarily in many ways. But okay, I got that out of the way. What are we going to do today? Well, Jane Weingartner and Modesty Burleson are coming in. They're having the Woodford Hounds Hunt Ball on March the 12th. They want to come in and talk about that. They have it over at the Embassy Suites. Which is out on the Newtown Pike on the left as you're going out. They have it there every year, and it's kind of a fun situation out there.
Oh, it's great. Yeah. It's a nice place in the first place.
Yeah, and the food's always great there. And
oh, my gosh, the food's out of this world.
And anyway, they're going to come in. They've got all kinds of – they've got a – let me see the list there, Jackie. They've got a silent auction and a live auction and so forth, and so it's going to be great. It's Saturday, the 12th of March, 6:30 in the evening. Cocktails, dinner and dancing, and live and silent auction. And it says on their evening dress, which means I can't go because I don't own an evening dress. But anyway,
I don't think you even have a regular dress.
I'm going to always borrow one of yours. Could I wear your raincoat? Okay.
Woo!
Oh, God. Well, anyway, Jackie's going, and she's going to take Betsy, so they'll have a lot of fun. All right, but that's...
My phone is acting up again. I'm trying to find Connor McCarthy's phone number, but since they're showing up at 9, we'll give you Connor's phone number. It's... TheWoodfordHounds.org if you want to go online.
All right. Jane and Modesty are going to be in at the top of there. Dr. Brian Walridge from Parks Veterinarian, of course, who volunteers over at Old Friends, he's going to stop by, I hope, if between calls, maybe. Michael Blowen usually shows up right about this time, and we'll see if he does today. Steve Moody from the Gulfstream Handicapper Sheet, which is published by Bloodstock Research Information Services, wonderful outfit. Happy Broadbent's a good buddy of mine over there at Briss. And they're running a three graded stakes down at Gulfstream today that I know of. The Gulfstream Park Handicap, the Very One Stakes, and the Mac Diarmita Stakes, which I guess it's Diarmita, but anyway, never did know how to pronounce it. It's Florida bred, but you know, maybe that's why you can't pronounce it. But
it's foreign country.
I don't have a Florida accent. But
I think a Florida accent is probably a New York accent.
Well, yeah, mostly anyway. Anyway, that was he was a grass champion, and I might do something on him because we forget how good he was. He was kind of an obscure horse, you know, kind of disappeared. It was by Minnesota Mac, which that sire line is still alive. And anyway, so going to do a little Joe Palmer, and stakes races today, a bunch of graded ones. They run into Gotham, as a matter of fact. There's three Uncle Mo's in there. What a remarkable stud he's turning out to be.
Over at Ashford
Stud. Okay, there's three Uncle Mo's in there. There's an Include. I just talked about him. And let's see. Down at Gulfstream, it's the Gulfstream Park Handicap. The Mac Diarmita. Is it Mac Diarmita? Do you know Michael Blowen?
Nice to see you.
Do you know how to pronounce that horse's name? Mac Diarmita?
No.
You don't know either.
But you're doing a fine job. Who's in the race?
It's a light field. Kagan, Grand Tito, Oprado Ole, and the Big Horse.
Oh, the Big Horse
Mr.
back.
Mr. Maybe, Twilight Eclipse, and All Included. Now, All Included just ran a pretty good race in a grade, ran third in a grade one race just the other day on February 6th. So, anyway, of course, Include stands over at Airdrie Stud. And then there's Mr. Maybe is a gold sapper from down at Adena Springs. I mention those because they're clients.
We have a Mr. Maybe at our farm.
You do?
Well, Mr. Maybe is the original Mr. Maybe.
What do you mean?
The owner.
Oh.
We have a horse named Futuro.
Oh, okay.
Mr.
His
Maybe
horse.
Oh, okay.
We thought maybe
Well,
did.
This is spelled M-A-Y-B-E, not M-A-Y-B-E-E.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, okay.
He can't.
I don't know who that Mr. Maybe is.
He can't
Mr.
understand.
Mr. Maybe, maybe this, maybe that. I don't know.
Or maybe something else.
Maybe something else.
And they're running the Very One Stakes Grade 3 and the Santa Isabel Grade 3. Big field in that one. Field of 10, another Uncle Mo going. Those Uncle Mo's are breaking up racing.
It's unbelievable.
I love it.
They always remind me of Doc.
Yeah, me too.
I know. It's true.
That's the reason. It's kind of made him my favorite stud, one of my favorite studs anyway.
Yeah, just because of Doc.
Because of, Dr. Doug Byers.
Yeah.
Think about him all the time, I really do.
Yeah,
not a day goes by, I can still hear his voice over my shoulder telling me I'm not doing it right.
Exactly. And that may be coming from on high.
And I think it is. Someplace. It's coming from someplace.
And Doc was always right.
Yes, always.
That's why we named that street at Old Friends Byers Way. It's right next to the highway. Byers Way or the highway?
Oh. If you might take your arm off my material over here.
Yeah. We think about him a lot. Dr. Waldron talks about him a lot. And of course, we talk about him when everybody comes on the tours.
Yeah, of course.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know if Brian will make it today or this morning, you know.
I haven't heard from him yet.
Yeah, he'll show up if he can.
Yeah.
That's Dr. Waldridge.
Yeah.
He is kind of a protege of Doug's, isn't he?
Yes.
Yeah.
There are a lot of those.
Yeah, they are.
He has almost as many protégés as Uncle Mo.
Well, and you know, he was very unselfish with what he knew. A lot of people kind of play it close to the chest. He didn't.
No, people. I'm telling you, when we would drive back and forth, he'd get literally two or three phone calls back and forth every Saturday morning looking for free advice.
Yeah.
And he'd slam down the phone and go, maybe I should send him a bill. They think if they call me, I get it for free.
That's
I got to pay my bill. But he never would. He never would. He would joke around and everything, but he was funny. But yeah, he would go and he could explain things so clearly.
Good teacher.
Very complicated, very complicated things. And he would explain it so that a moron like me could understand it. And I really appreciate it.
Good.
I miss him.
Yep.
I really didn't realize how good he was. I knew who he was, you know, but I didn't realize what his reputation was until he started coming on the show every week.
Yeah.
And It took me about 2 weeks to figure out, boy, this guy's up there. And then it took took us a little bit later than that. So a vet stopped, I won't mention who it is, stopped by one morning over to Clockerstep. And Jackie was walking down over to Clockerstep where we did the show. And Jackie walking down was going out. And this vet stopped and says, "You know who you've got on the air up there?"
Do you realize?
Do you realize who you've got on the air up there? And Jackie says, "It was Doug Beyer." He says, "Yeah, but do you know really who he is?" And so I said, "Well, maybe we better find out just how," you know, so I did.
Yeah.
But
he's something.
All righty. What else is going on? What's going on with you?
Well, we got a lot of people coming on tours today, which is really nice. Even yesterday, we had a lot of people. We had a guy come on a tour yesterday that drove down from Illinois. And he has a website called, he created a website or a Facebook page or something called Silver Charm Living Legend. So it's
really?
All about Silver Charm. And
really?
He got to see him and feed him carrots yesterday, and that was...
Boy, he's got fans, doesn't he?
Boy, Silver he Charm. Does. Yeah, Gee. One of them and he, that's the top of the list. And then today, of course, is the big cap, right, at Santa Anita. Is that today?
No, I don't think so.
No?
No, I think it's the, I've got it. I just told you.
He's going to look it up, ladies and gentlemen, so hold on to your seats.
It's Santa Isabel. I think that's the only feature out there today. It's the 5:30 feature, so. They didn't say anything about that. I think it's a little early for the Santa Anita Handicap.
Not too early. Yeah. It's right around here. But anyway, we have Game On Dude there who won it three times, which is my point anyway.
Yeah, whenever they have
it. Yeah, whenever they have it. So people come to see Game On Dude, and Warrenblum's doing fabulous. He's recovered from his surgery.
Good.
He's running around now. He plays. He's really in a good mood.
Is his Winnie going up an octave?
No, but he just is enjoying himself. I mean, it's really amazing to watch. His eyes are sparkling. And,
yeah.
You know,
that's super.
He's doing a lot better. So that's
takes him a while to unwind, doesn't it? These stud horses.
Yeah, it takes him a while to wind down, and well, some of them it takes a while, some of them it doesn't. Some take one look around, like, oh, this is the grass, this is the water, here's my hay, and here's the ball guy that's going to feed me carrots.
Yeah, there you go.
Here's our feed, and, you know.
What else
is
it?
It's all arriving on time, and okay. And it takes them like 5 minutes to
figure it out.
Do you
feed them twice a day?
Mm-hmm. A little bit of grain in the morning, grain in the afternoon, and hay whenever they want.
Yeah.
That's good.
Just like me. I get fed whenever I want to.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Oh.
All right. Well, League One Grade One stakes on the dirt, graded stakes on grass, ran in record time, posted speed figures of 114. Did that twice. 110, 109, 108, 104. Competed at the highest level for four consecutive years, and he earned $2,362,398. We all right over there? My earphones just went dead in my ear. Okay. All of a sudden, I hope it's not my hearing. Anyway, his track record for 9 furlongs was 146-4, and that came in the Grade One Donna Handicap. And he beat Will Take Charge that day. Won a place in 12 graded stakes, at six different tracks: Gulfstream, Woodbine, Saratoga, Keeneland, Churchill Downs, and in the Dubai World Cup. Always a leading contender, he was on the board in 17 of his 19 career starts. Lee is by the very successful sire First Samuel, son of Giants Causeway, that won Grade One stakes as a two-year-old. He's out of a stakes place daughter of the great sire Galileo, from a strong black type family, and he's standing his first season at stud for $12,500, doing a full stands of nurses, and he stands at Claiborne Farm. Inquiries to Bernie Sams. Give Bernie a call. Here's his number. It's an 859 number, 233-4252, and see the website at claibonfarm.com.
It's always wise to do business with people you trust, especially when it comes to insurance. We moved to Bourbon County. Friends recommended the Hopewell Company, and that was over 30 years ago. They've been taking care of our insurance needs ever since. Hopewell Company has extensive experience working with horse farms and racing stables, and they cover our house, barn, vehicles, horse trailer, run-in shed, plus liability, and they've been right there whenever we needed them. Hopewell Company is an independent insurance agency. That's the key. They work for us, not the insurance companies, so they can offer us the best coverage and most competitive prices from financially sound, reputable insurers rather than fight the insurance company. Because the insurance company wants to keep their business, and they want to keep our business. So, contact Hopewell Company. They'll give you a no-cost, no-obligation review and comparison of what your insurance coverage is. Now, that's the Hopewell Company, founded in 1955 by Joe McLean. It's at 820 South Main Street in Paris, 987-2347. When you drive down Main Street, just look over to the right. You'll see it. Lexington number is 254-2431. You'll get great service. They guarantee it.
Well, if you're looking to for somebody to sell your horses at auction, you're looking for a place to board your horses, I would suggest you call Indian Creek. Now, down in Bourbon County, that's where many major stakes winners, both here and abroad, first saw the light of day. Indian Creek has raised and boarded and sold many of the world's finest thoroughbreds, and they'd be glad to take care of yours. It's a gorgeous farm, a beautiful farm. They got great horsemen down there, and they know exactly what they're doing at the auctions. And as far as taking care of your horses, you couldn't do any better. That's, of course, Shaq Parrish is down there, and Nicky Dreon. It's absolutely top play. Here's how you get in touch with them. Let me give you their website at Indian Creek Farm. It's IndianCreekKY.com, IndianCreekKY.com. And the phone number there is 859-987-7443. And, of course, Indian Creek closely affiliated with the Clay Ward Agency, which was founded back in 1931 by Mr. James Clay Ward. And that is an insurance agency that's their success was attributed to hard work, attention to detail, great service, and the thorough knowledge of the horse business. Those qualities still carried on today by the professionals there, Shaq Parrish, Bruce Isaac, and John Hess at the Clay Ward Agency. So whatever your insurance needs are, if it pertains to the thoroughbred, the professionals at the Clay Ward Agency are in a great position to give you the best coverage at the best price available. Okay, here's their phone number. It's another Lexington, Paris outfit, 859-987-1861. 987-1861, that's the Clay Ward Agency in Indian Creek in Bourbon County.
You're listening to Horse Tales with Ursa Lele.
All righty.
Michael, did you hear about Battaglia?
Retiring?
Yeah.
Yeah. I hate that.
Yeah. Yeah. Boy, he's been doing it for a long, long time. What a guy.
Mike Battaglia has been the track announcer down there. Well, I've got a little note on just 43 years. In fact, the first win, the first horse you and I took down there and won, our first winner. You and I were together, you know. And
we're not together now. Oops, I just been given the gate.
I had a winner or two before.
Congratulations.
I had a winner or two.
Wait.
He had a winner or two. He's going to talk about his winners now. He can remember this.
Okay, go ahead.
Can't get an edge in word and edgewise, you know. I had a winner or two before I met you, dear. Okay.
I thought I was the winner. That's what he keeps
saying. Where in the hell were you in 1964 when I sat in my first winner?
Kindergarten.
Okay. Well, I asked for that.
She was in the advanced class, too.
Okay. We took a little hard work horse down there named, what was his name?
50 Ways.
No, he wasn't. No, 50 Ways. He was.
Oh, I know.
He was our second winner.
A hard work. I don't know.
I can't remember his name now. We called him Charles.
How quickly they forget.
Duty.
Duty, yeah, yeah. D-U-T-Y. Duty. Not
hard work. Duty.
Duty free.
He went wire to wire.
Yeah, because he got out front and got scared.
He was. He had a heart about as big as a pea.
He won a race. Now they're disparaging the poor horse. He wins a race for him. They're in the winner's circle, all this kind of stuff. But now they're disparaging the late Duty. I assume he's passed on.
Well, that's been many, many years ago, yes. You know.
Sometimes when you cut them, you get more than just what you want. You lose a lot of heart there.
Yeah. So. And he just went with his testicles.
If he was a horse that needed, what is that they used to give them all?
Where's Doug when we need him?
Yeah, I know.
When Brian comes in, he'll tell you.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't remember it now.
Yeah.
Equipoise.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was what you used to give him. But just to help him a little bit, you know. Put a little heart back.
I didn't mind doing that. I wouldn't do it to a filly.
Oh, no,
but
of course
to give it to a gelding, I just thought we're putting back what we took out.
Yeah.
Well, Mike was a great guy, you know.
Yeah, somebody told me that he's the last race that he's doing is the race that's named after his father.
And he said he's going to come back and do that one race every year.
Oh, great. Oh, that's a good thing.
Yeah, that's fine.
When is that?
Soon.
Yeah, well, I think it's in 2 weeks. I'm looking for the when we call us right next Saturday.
Next Saturday.
And
we'll
the stakes race named for
to make a field trip.
Named for his dad, John Metagler. Now, of course, you know they when first race I one of the first races I had before Jackie was at the old Latonia for crying out loud.
That is a ways back.
I had Mike on the show a few years back, and he was talking about the first race he ever called. And he was down at Turfway or somewhere anyway. Anyway, it was at the old Miles Park. And his dad was managing, in addition to Turfway, or Latonia at that time, Miles Park. And his dad called him and he says, look, come down here and call the races for me. He says, the guy we hired didn't show up. He said, Dad, I've never called a race in my life. He says, don't worry about it. The loudspeaker down here, nobody can understand a damn word you're saying anyway.
That's great.
Yeah.
Turns it into a long, long, long career.
Right.
Miles Park, of course, this is long since gone. But, you know, some of these, the original barns that were put up here over on the hill, not the big barns over there, but these barns over on what we call the hill, were from Miles Park. And they just dismantled them, brought them down here, and put them up. And that was when Dr. Pesson and was here running the place, you know. And that's where those barns came from.
Yeah.
Well, maybe that's what I should have done for our barn. I could have gone across the street to Summer Wind, dismantled the barn, and just bring it across
sure.
the street.
They would never notice.
No, they wouldn't notice.
Knowing those people, if you'd have suggested it, they'd have done it
They
for
probably
you.
Would have, yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
He's but anyway,
right. But he's going to do something. He's not retiring totally. He's going to
let me look at this.
Is he still going to work at Keeneland?
Yeah, and he's still going to do some stuff at Turfway.
And I bet he does.
That's right. He's going to be part of the administration.
Yeah.
Associate vice president.
Huh.
He's going to do like he does also at Keeneland, you know, interview people and come on before races and stuff like that. You
Great.
Know, and talk about
it adds
it.
A lot of color to the races.
Yeah, and since he's not calling the races, you know, you can go ahead and start drinking early.
Oh, there's an advantage.
Yeah.
Huh, okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. He didn't mention it at the time, but you know who the announcer was that didn't show up that day? Chick Anderson.
Oh, really?
Funny.
Yeah. Wow.
That's funny.
That is funny.
I hadn't had a chance to read this, but he had gone for got a job offer from Rockingham, so he left.
Well, I remember when he was up at Rockingham.
Do you?
Chick Anderson, yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Of course, that's called the Secretariat's Triple Crown races.
Yeah, exactly.
Where was Miles Park? I thought it was where Ellis is.
No, it's in Louisville. It was in Louisville.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Ask Herb Jones. He can tell you all about that.
Oh, funny.
Yeah.
I bet he's got some dandy stories that you can't repeat.
I see this story in the Thoroughbred Daily News about Mike Battaglia. It was written by Jenny Reese, and Jenny Reese is taking a job at Kentucky Downs. So
yes.
That's going to be great having her there.
Saw that.
Yeah. It's going to be really good.
I'd like to get her.
Facebook
we had
friend.
Her on a show. Gosh, a long time ago. I've got to get some of these people back. You know,
get Mike back.
Yeah, I'd love to get Mike back and get Jenny back.
That'd be great.
Yeah. Yeah. She's a sweetheart. You
yeah,
know,
she's very smart. And she was a terrific writer, and I'm so glad she's staying with horse racing.
Yeah.
Yeah, geez.
I imagine she's doing a lot of freelancing elsewhere, you know.
I guess so. She's on Facebook.
She's won how many clips of worth?
No.
I mean, like three, four, whatever
no,
it is. It's a lot.
She and Mary Jean Wall, mm-hmm. between them, but you know.
Barbara Livingston, the gang. What a gang,
Barbara's wonderful.
Yeah.
Great photographer.
Barbara took a wonderful picture of Silver Charm, and got a lot of responses on our Facebook page about it and everything. And I got a note the other day from a woman who was talking about the Lewises owning the Horace and Robert Lewis, and of course, who's passed on, but Beverly's still alive. And I found, and in the course of the note, it was revealed that this woman was, I think, the caretaker for Mrs. Lewis, for Beverly Lewis. And she said, you know, that really, really picked up her spirits to see that picture of old Silver Charm running around. So that was, you never know what these horses are going to do for you.
Yeah, if you friend her, she puts pictures up every day.
Yeah,
they're beautiful.
Great.
It's unbelievable.
I don't know how, there must be 36 or 48 hours in her day because she does so much.
She put something up on Facebook one time. She put up a picture of a horse in a workout. And the horse's name was Sirocco. And she said, can anybody identify this horse? Well, she hit me. I mean, Sirocco was ran fifth in, let's see, whose derby was that? Galahadian's derby, Bimlek's derby.
He can't remember your anniversary. He remembers Hula's fifth and a horse that nobody can remember is derby.
Well, he won the Walden Stakes as a two-year-old. Yeah, and he was a Dixiana bred, and he was by sweep all out of Miss Toro Batoro, and he had prepped for the Derby here in Kentucky, and the workout was at Dixiana because, yeah, I recognized the rail, and the rail was like a plank wide, you know, and plank wide. And I'd walk that whole mile track on that plank, you know, just to see if I could do it without falling off.
Wow.
So
that's pretty impressive.
That's fun for a country boy.
Is watching Ursel do it again going to be auctioned off at the Woodford Hounds Ball?
Sure.
Yeah, I couldn't make it two planks now.
But anyway, well, you have to get up there first. Yeah. That'll be a big thrill.
Sirocco, he made his first start out of Keeneland and prepping for the Derby, and he ran third after half of the starting gate didn't open in front of him. Hit him, opened up a gash up over one eye. And then they ran him in the Derby trial, and he ran out of the money, and then he was fifth in Galahadian's Derby. And they took him up to Chicago. He was racing up there, and he won the Arlington Classic, beating Bimlek and Galahadian. Milan was in the race. And he won by 7 lengths. I got a picture of it at home.
Nice.
But anyway, I could recognize the picture.
Yeah. Well, while we're talking about artistes, Tony Leonard, a big bunch of his pictures and stuff are on exhibit this spring out at the Healy
Museum.
Yeah, Whitney Museum.
It's fabulous. And they're donating. They're going to have a special celebration out there during the exhibition. And they're going to donate the proceeds to All Friends.
Oh, nice. Oh, wow. That's great.
We have lots of, you know, Tony, we have a lot of the horses that Tony had pictures of at All Friends. One of the cool things is I kept trying to get Tony to come out to the farm, and he, I don't want to go.
Yeah.
And he'd get grouchy.
He's getting pretty old by that time.
Yeah. So, but anyway, Matt Goins finally brought him out, the photographer, Matt, and he's walking around. I said, "Oh, I remember this horse, you know." And he gave us a great compliment. He said, "This horse looks better. He's 28 years old. He looks better than when I had him when I was taking his confirmation." He took those great pictures of Genuine Risk and Genuine Reward that were on the cover of the Blood Horse. I mean, the list goes on and on. But anyway, he was very, very complimentary about the way we were taking care of the horses.
Oh, nice.
And then he said, "I have to apologize for not coming out here sooner." Wow, I'm going to get an apology from Tony Leonard. This is going to be unbelievable. So he says, "You know, I thought when I came out here, I was just going to see a bunch of old broken down horses, you know, standing around, not doing anything.
Some old crummy pasture." Yeah.
And it's pretty. And he said, "I have to say that, you know, they really look nice." So that was really, really great. It's the same thing Baffert said. He said he didn't come here before because he thought he was going to see 50 horses on 1 acre.
Right.
Depressed.
Exactly.
But
yeah,
that's not what it is. But anyway, Tony was always, after that, Tony was like, "Come take what you want and do whatever you want with my pictures."
Yeah, he gave us a bunch.
He's been great.
Yeah, he gave us a bunch of prints. Yeah.
And we're just honored. We're really honored that they're going to do this for this exhibit. I'm really just really,
that's
really
nice.
Pleased.
You know, we've got several of those prints left that he gave us, signed prints. I want to give you a
couple of them to put on eBay.
That'd be great.
Yeah, I don't
know. No, we'll auction them off at our homecoming. Our homecoming is the day after the Derby. Yeah. It's not too early to make your travel plans.
We gave Matt Howard a couple of them.
Hey, if you're coming north, don't forget I-75's closed.
Go ahead, Carson.
Hey, well, Mizzen Mass is off to another terrific year at stud. He's the sire of four 2016 stakes winners, two of them graded stakes winners. One of them is Sea Defense. He won the Group 1 Stewards Cup. He's earned over $1 million. Paulina's Love, winner of the Grade 2 Buena Vista Stakes at Santa Anita. Paulina's Love has also won two in a row at Santa Anita with earlier placings in the San Clemente at Del Mar and a Grade 3 Autumn Mist Stakes at Santa Anita. She's earned over $303,000. Miss and Mass, other 2016 stakes winners are Stonetastic, winner of Gulfstream's Miami Shore Stakes. And earlier, the Grade 2 Prowess, she's earned more than $512,000. And One Mean Man won stakes down at the fairgrounds. Three of the current stakes winners have won graded stakes. Of course, Mizzen Mass has sired eight Grade 1 winners. Grade 1 winners at distances from 6 to 10 furlongs. The winners are three Breeders' Cup races, a champion 2-year-old filly, a classic-winning filly. And that's a lot of run for a stud fee of $12,500 live foal. He stands at Judmont Farm. Inquiries to Garrett O'Rourke, Aaron Fry. Here's their number, 859-272-7629. See the website, judmont.com.
Everybody in the horse business knows about Sally Vann. Down through the years, many of the greatest runners ever to step on a racetrack have walked into a Sally Vann on the way to win a Derby or the Breeders' Cup, and yes, to a Triple Crown. Think about that the next time you ship your horse, whether it's across the county or country. Sally Vanns are always in tip-top shape, person behind the wheels, an experienced driver, and even better, an experienced horseman, and that is a winning combination. Yeah. Folks at Sally Vann wouldn't have it any other way, and that's why for more than six decades, a Sally Vann has been the safest way to the winner's circle. Give them a call here in Lexington, 859-255-9406. Don't forget they can service your van and your diesel, because it's coming up, horse show season, racing, and stuff like that. So take care of that rig before you get loading up. See the website at sallyvanns.com and enjoy the ride.
Well, Warpass, a champion 2-year-old and winner of the Grade 1 Breeders' Cup Juvenile, sired but two crops before his untimely death. But from those two crops have come 18 stakes winners, 12 of them graded, including the multiple graded stakes winner and Grade 1 place millionaire, Revolutionary. Now at stud at Windstar Farm, Revolutionary has the credentials to take up where his sire left off. He served notice early that he was special by breaking his maiden in New York by 8.5 lengths, and he was special. He won the Grade 2 $1 million Louisiana Derby. He won the Grade 3 Withers. He won the Grade 3 Pimlico Special. Was a troubled third in the Grade 1 Kentucky Derby. Finished second in the Grade 2 Oaklawn Handicap. Madden defeated the likes of Will Take Charge and Oxbow and Palace Malice and Normandy Invasion, Verrazano, Golden Sense, and many others for earnings of more than $1,353,000. Revolutionary's Dam, Run Up the Color, she's by APND, won the Classic Grade 1 Alabama, and there are 22 stakes winners, two champions under her first two dams. Revolutionary covered 146 mares in 2015 and first foals are due this year. Stands for $7,500 due in the full stands of nurses at Windstar Farm. Call Kyle Wilson, Sean Tugel, Carolyn Walsh at 859-873-1717 and check the website at windstarfarm.com.
Now, back to the Thoroughbred Training Center in Ursulelis.
All right, Jackie and Michael.
We're just looking at a stallion show from the JBBA over in Hokkaido. Blood Horse Breeders Association.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, don't throw those initials at us.
We're just looking at at Charismatic at his stallion show. He looks great, doesn't he?
Looks beautiful. Mm. Looks absolutely gorgeous.
I didn't realize he had that much white on him. Look, he must have a little Hereford in him. You know, it's a... He got stock in white up to his knees and hocks.
Yeah, it reminds me of marquetry.
Somebody. Yeah, exactly.
Didn't he have a big white spot on one side, marquetry?
No.
No.
But he had them all over his legs.
Huh?
The one we had, the marquetry that we had a patch.
No, he didn't.
No, he didn't?
No, he was a bay horse. That's that horse that we call
His long-term memory is unbelievable, isn't it?
That's that horse.
His short-term memory, he can't remember to bring the milk home. he can remember this stuff. It's just unbelievable. That was a tribute.
That was a horse we called Fiddle. We nicknamed him Fiddle because he came with two bows. He was one of our retired horses. Yeah, I never bred the marquetry, honey. We never.
No, I know we didn't. But, yeah. But we rescued that one marquetry.
Yeah, that's exactly right. But
his name was Marquet Lee.
If you don't believe me, there's a picture of him at home we can look at.
That'll be an exciting thing to do.
No,
this
I know.
Let's
I can't wait
some
to get
of the
home.
Old dusty pictures.
I may have to go right now.
Go get Betsy. Bring her back.
I think
so she can look at the dusty pictures. Yeah.
I think Jackie's going to have to start doubling up on her Prevagen.
Yeah.
This is like
blames you.
You know, there are some lawyers that talk fast and loud, and they win. They drown everybody else out. That's how that works.
That's why we have to interrupt him all the time, because that's the only way you get a word in edgewise here, because he's working on some breeding thing that happened in 1948.
Listen, this show has been on the air for 15 minutes before I got to say anything. What are you talking about?
I hope Dr. Waldron shows up pretty soon to give some people some decent information. A guy comes up to me at the simulcast the other day, and he goes, "You know what I really like about that show?" I go, "You know what?" He goes, "The ads."
The what?
The ads.
The ads. ADS. What pays?
Yeah, what you read. He really likes them.
He likes.
Oh, okay.
I wasn't sure whether to take that as a compliment or not.
Starts drinking early, that guy.
Well, it's fun writing them, you know. I mean, it's God, I've been writing them for how long? How many years now? I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to think about it. You know, Mike, I'm starting a book.
You are?
Yeah.
Fabulous.
It's
That's a great idea.
If I live to be 110, it'll be through.
Yeah, I was going to say. With all those stories. Well, I think it'd be that's great news.
Well,
I'm going to bet it for the Ryan Book Award, future book.
Oh, there you go.
The future book.
Yeah, the future book for the Ryan Book Award. I could probably get 20-1 right now.
Closer
to the date, it'll be 1-5.
Oh, okay.
I'll get to thinking about some of these old things that happened.
Well, you know, seriously, I mean, people, you know, you have to do this because, you know, you're the one who has the stories. And when you can't tell the stories anymore, they'll be gone. That'll be that.
Well, we were talking this morning. He had some great, just telling me stuff about Mataharra. And it was it really is interesting. It's entertaining. People don't know who she was, and that will sort of bring back a lot of those things. These kids on the racetrack now don't know. Look,
they don't care how old the horses are. If the stories are well told, that's what they care about.
It really is.
And I go out to the farm every day, and there's always something. There's always some story about some horse doing something really amazing.
Yes.
That triggers a whole series of things. Or I'll look in the racing form, and I'll find some horse who was bred to Gulch, and, you know, and he's still running and doing this, that, and the other. And I go through these old issues of the Blood Horse, and it's just unbelievable. I found one the other day, speaking of Tony Leonard, with Genuine Risk and Genuine Reward, that full picture with them running in the paddock.
Oh, that's good.
It's on the cover, and it's brilliant. But then I open it up, and I see all these horses that we had that were standing studs at the time. Proper Reality and Ogaijin.
Yeah, that's great.
And you go through the whole list. It's just unbelievable.
Do you have a bunch of stallion registers?
Yes.
That one's good.
I have them.
We do,
I have
too.
About
I was
20 of them. And Stacy
Beers
was really great to us. He had a whole collection of bound blood horses. And
nice.
He delivered them. He gave them all to us. Excuse me. And he gave them all to us, and he delivered them.
That's nice.
So there's literally from about 1988 until now, you cannot pick up a blood horse in any issue without something
nice
mentioned about one horse that we either had or still have.
That's
unbelievable.
Yeah.
Either on the list of the leading stallions or broodmare sires or, I mean, just unbelievable. I think one year we had, I forget what year it was, but we had the top 10 second year crops, the stallions, leading stallions for second year crops.
Great.
Mid.
Well, and that you're one that to get in and do the research. That means, mm-hmm. you know, some people wouldn't pay attention to that, but that's just what fun. Makes it great. Yeah.
It's just, you know, you pick one up and you just glance at it, and it's really so. I mean, I'm really looking forward to hurry up and write that book. I'm looking forward to reading it already.
Yeah. I got him. He finds it difficult to compose on a computer. So
oh, yeah,
I know.
He's got to have a pencil and a pad.
No, he types on an electric typewriter, but I got him Dragon. Do you know what Dragon is? It's
no.
a program. It's a program for a computer where you talk and it types Word documents.
Does it work?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. What's interesting is when you first turn it on, that it has you read sentences so that it picks up on your pattern of speech and your maybe accent, what you emphasize and don't. And you do that, go through that, and then you start, boom, it's there.
This machine understands what Ursel says.
Yes.
That is an amazing thing.
I know.
What to think of next?
I know. I might figure it out if it's on paper.
You know, when they first started that, I tried one and it just came out garbage. I mean,
really?
It just came out.
Oh, no. This works beautifully. It's
really? How much does it cost?
I think it was about under $100 and you got two.
Huh.
I don't know why. It was just the way they were selling them at the time.
I'll buy the other one from you for $50.
Oh, I'd donate it to you. Nothing. But it's really...
No, it's a good idea because sometimes, you know, I get lazy and I come in at the house and I'm a little tired and I don't want to write anything down. I don't feel like it, but I could...
And well, the key is they give you a microphone, but you need to get a better microphone.
Yeah.
So somebody told me that had used it, and it works. You say, the dog bit the boy, period. That's all you have to do is put in punctuation.
Wow.
Yeah, I think it's great.
Well, the hair. Excuse me.
There we go.
Try it again.
It's like going to the opera.
Oh, I get to sleep.
Well, what's the story about the fat lady sings? Okay.
Hey, I'm not talking about fat ladies here.
I don't know if I can do this commercial. I'm not going to entertain the guy if I don't do this commercial. Straighten up, Herschel. De Hare began his stud career by siring a multiple graded stakes winner, nearly $600,000 in his first crop, and he has continued by siring 15% black type horses from starters and better than 12% black type horses from foals. Now, that's a solid record. This year, his crack filly, Close Fall Off, has finished second in the Grade 2 $300,000 Barbara Fritchie at Law, set a new track record at Aqueduct, going 5.5 furlongs, 102-4. She was a closing second in Fort Spring Stakes last year. That's out of Keenan, of course. And she has finished 1-2 in 9 of her 10 career starts for earnings of nearly $300,000. DeHare is a Grade 1 winner by Awesome Again and stands at Shadwell Farm, home also of Albertus Maximus, winner of the Grade 1 Breeders' Cup Dirt Mile, and served two stakes winners, including a group stakes winner in his first crop, 2-year-olds last year, and Indadab, a multiple graded stakes winner in the sire of multiple graded stakes winners and a great source of speed. Call Stallion Manager Kent Barnes at 859-294-4585. Ask about breeding incentives and see the website at ShadwellFarm.com.
Quillen Leather and Tack is located in Paris, Kentucky, right across from Ken's. You can't miss it. On the main street. And if you come in from Lexington, it's the third light. But did you know that they make clipboards? You know, where you can put yellow pads and clip them on there and use that. And they also make a cover for appointment books. So, and you put your name on them in brass. That's pretty nice, too. And what we don't talk about enough is their repairs. They got a shop downstairs. They can fix anything. They fix any kind of tack, anything made out of leather they can fix. And as an old pony club mommy, that I can tell you, I can tell good leather, good English, heavy English finished bridle leather from 10 paces, I'll tell you. They teach kids how to find really good stuff. So, and they repair part of your halter. We're forever and a day breaking something, a part of the halter. They go fix it, and we've got a new halter. Now, I want to talk about Rooster Brew opened Thursday, Friday, and Saturday downtown Paris. That's the beer, what, brewery? He makes craft beers. Did you know, Michael, that somebody complained last week and the city said they couldn't park the food trucks out there? There's
always somebody complaining about something. That's disgusting.
The fun part was everybody that saw it on Facebook either called or shared it, and it was called kind of like Save the Trucks, Save the Food Trucks, and they got them back.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, so now they're going to have
democracy
to have some
democracy in
kind
action.
Of,
finally.
Yeah, I know. Mob rule. Come on. It worked. So anyway, it's a great place.
You know, they opened up a Red State Barbecue over in Georgetown. Diane and I went there for lunch the other day, and they serve Rooster Brew on tap.
I saw that. Mm-hmm. I drove by there.
It was delicious.
Yeah. Was it?
Yeah, it was called Sleepy something or other. And that's afternoon, pretty much.
David Palmer went there. And
it's right behind the Central Bank in Georgetown, right up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, right off the main drag.
Yeah. So anyways, Quillin.com, Quillin.com.
Well, Shanghai Bobby, try that again, Ursel. That machine wouldn't understood that, would it? Shanghai Bobby was the undefeated two-year-old champion of his year. So was Uncle Mo. Shanghai Bobby won the Grade 1 Breeders' Cup Juvenile. So did Uncle Mo. Shanghai Bobby won the Grade 1 Champagne. So did Uncle Mo. Shanghai Bobby won his career debut in New York. So did Uncle Mo. Shanghai Bobby also won the Grade 2 Hopeful in the Track Baron Stakes. So he's two up on Uncle Mo in that category. Uncle Mo sired his ninth first crop stakes winner last Saturday when Mo D'Amore won the $125,000 Busher Stakes at Aqueduct. Nung winner among them, of course, is Nyquist, winner of the Eclipse Award as champion two-year-old colt. The first foals by Shanghai Bobby are yearlings. He has all the credentials to become a top sire. He's by the highly successful Holland Holiday, sire also of the popular young stallions Inner Mischief and Majestic Perfection, and he stands for $15,000 doing the foal stands and nurses. Stands at Ashford Stud, where standing champion sires is a tradition. Call the farm at 859-873-7088 and take a look at the website, coolmore.com.
Now, back to Horsetails with Ursel Ellis.
All righty. We're still here with Michael Blowin. Can't get rid of him.
Yeah, I'm trying.
One commercial.
Huh?
You did one commercial.
We did three commercials.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you did Quillin. That's right.
Oh, God, I got to try.
You did one commercial.
Stay awake.
You did one commercial.
I did. Oh, yeah.
You were the peanut butter in the sandwich.
Oh, my goodness. Well, what's going on? Anything else going on?
Yeah, sure.
There?
We're having a lot of visitors, and we're very excited. And another week or two, we'll be starting our summer schedule. So instead of doing tours just at 11, we'll be doing them again at 10, 1, and 3.
Ah,
so good. That'll open things up. That'll be really good. And we had the Kentucky Farm Bureau people came yesterday.
They are having their auction pretty soon.
Yeah.
At Farm Machinery Auction. We need to get that date because that's you need
it's stuff. Amazing how much stuff they collect over at the horse park. It's like a big country fair.
Yeah, and chain harrows and stuff that you just drag it on out of there.
Tractors and,
it's good stuff. It's like going into a hardware store, ooh, I want one of those.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I got to get our tractor service. We bought Kabuto down in Cynthiana.
Where Doug bought that little riding thing he got.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're really happy with ours. We have three Kubotas that have worked out really well for us.
Good. Mm-hmm. Did you steal them?
Well, no, but we didn't pay for them.
I love it. I love it.
Let's see.
That's great.
Well, we paid for half of one. I should say, and then one donor gave us one, Shirley Ford and Lee Meter. They donated one, and then Bob Baffert and Joe Torrey, and the group that owned Game On Dude donated one.
I'll bet you have to chain harrow a lot, because
we should probably do it more often. But
last spring it was so wet we couldn't.
Well, we could not get it done.
You'd get stuck out there somewhere. It was so muddy. And then it'd rip up the grass. That's even worse.
Yeah. Well, but this month would be the ideal time to do it.
Yeah.
If it dried out enough,
Yeah, we got 3 inches of snow.
You did?
Yeah, we've still got snow.
Really?
Yeah, and the sides of the roads have still got snow.
Yeah.
You know, here.
Is a ski lift running?
Huh?
Is a ski lift running?
Yeah, it is. Come on out. I'll hold it for you. Just to
Right out of the loft. Was the first step's a bitch, you know.
Really, it's always the case. Isn't that always the case? Just getting out of the gate tough some morning. It's getting out of the gate.
Okay, well, so what's your very next thing besides tours out there?
Well, you know, of course, not too long before the Derby will be here, and Keeneland will be opening.
Keeneland's open,
yeah. Then the tourism picks up.
Oh, yeah.
Big time.
And then, you know, of course, we have Ferdinand's Ball the Thursday of the Derby that's going to be in Louisville.
Right.
And that's always a lot of fun. And
hey, you pronounced that real well for a Yankee.
Thank you. I'm trying my best. I've got to work out the thing for the machine so the machine understands how I'm talking.
Oh, okay.
and then, of course, the day after the Derby, we have our homecoming
that's
event.
Fun.
And we're going to have a big, probably in the next month, we'll have a big eBay auction of some items that originally I wanted to put in our museum, the Old Friends Museum, but we need the money for the horses.
Stuff you like Trigger.
I'm going to be up the top of the hill like an audio animatronic Trigger, like that bear at Disney World. They're not going to get rid of me that easy. They think killing me is going to get rid of me. I'll still be interrupting Ursel.
There you go.
I'll leave a tape. You can just push a button like that machine you have.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That'd be good.
Just push a button and I'll make fun of Ursel.
He's getting ready to do one of those commercials.
I can tell he's getting ready.
I got to catch up.
He's got to catch his breath.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to go.
Okay.
Go and try and get something accomplished.
All righty.
Good.
But thanks, Ursel.
Thanks for coming.
Yes, thanks,
sir.
Everybody.
Thank you.
We'll see you.
Great to see you. We'll see you next week.
Say hello to everybody out there.
More fabulous news.
More fabulous news.
Yes.
Ooh,
we'll have some announcements by next week.
Oh, good.
Real news next week.
Fine.
More money's coming in,
I'll keep you posted.
More money and more horses.
No, my lord.
Yes.
Ducks.
Whatever they're
fussing
doing.
Up there.
Yeah. He's yelling at me again.
Yeah, well, the first foals but Tisway raised to two last year. Two won stakes, two others placed in stakes. And here's one to keep your eye on. Tis long gone. He won his first start at Aqueduct in wire-to-wire fashion. He was bred by Fred and Nancy Mitchell's Clarkland Farm. Now, that's where the likes of Beholder and Into Mischief first saw the light of day. They breed a lot of runners. Another to watch is Our Way. Our Way won a maiden special at Gulfstream, going a mile in 1:34.3. Of course, Tisway ran one of the fastest dirt miles in history. They won the Grade 1 Metropolitan, 1:32.4. He also won the Grade 1 Whitney Invitational. He won the Grade 2 Kelso, and he earned over $1,359,000. Last year, first crop two-year-olds by Tisway sold for up to $700,000. Second crop yearling sold for up to $425,000. Stud fee, $10,000 to win a foal stands and nurses. One of 14 Grade 1 winners by the great Tis Now. Tisway covered 178 mares just last year. Stands at Spendthrift Farm. Ask about breeding incentives when you call Des Dempsey or Brian Lyle or Mark Duthacker. Here's their number, 859-294-0030. See the website at SpendthriftFarm.com. Want to talk to you about a couple of products that I believe in. In fact, one of them I use. The one that I use is Lubricim. Both those were developed by Dr. Steve Alday, one of the nation's top veterinarians. Got a lovely farm down around Shelbyville. And those two products are endorsed by many owners and trainers and veterinarians, and both, incidentally, are all natural, test-free. You don't have to worry about the spit box. Lubricin, to put it simply, sustains the integrity of joint fluid and helps reduce the cost of things like acid ingestion and so forth, injections and so forth like that. Some of the trainers that use it, Lubricin on a regular basis, include Todd Pletcher and Tony Dutrow and Derry Hollendoffer and Mike Maker. And as I say, they also make it for humans. I use it. Michael Blowen uses it. In fact, I think everybody out there. In fact, I'm sure Dr. Alday donates it to old friends, and all their horses are on it. So it's really good. It tastes real good. I mean, it's not bad. Some of those things you take, it, you know, you have to hold your nose, but this one does. Lubricin. Go L-U-B-R-I-S-Y-N.com to find out more about it. Now,
Reborn is 100% sterile, whole concentrated natural bovine colostrum, safe, easy to use. You use it as a dietary supplement for horses of all ages, but good to start your foals with it because it strengthens the foal's immune system while he's nursing on the mare because of its high concentration of growth factors and antibodies. You know, it supports immune functions of horses of all ages. Here's how you find out more about Reborn, reborne.com. And you can buy it at Old Friends, at KBC in Lexington, and at Horse Sense in Versailles. Well, two of the top three fillies sold at the Fazy Tipton Florida two-year-old in training sale earlier this week were by Broken Vow. Both of them sold for $450,000, and both were bred in Kentucky, one by Steve Jackson and Tony Holmes, the other by Blue Water Sales and Mike Carpenter. There's a reason for the demand. Broken Vow sires runners, and horsemen are well aware of that fact. He sired 69 stakes winners, 12 just last year, and 134 stakes horses, 18 last year. And here's another important fact, another benefit to breeding the Broken Vow. He's the broodmare sire of Eclipse World winner Run Happy, and also the dam of the Group 1 winner Hampton Court. Now, Broken Vow stands at Pin Oak Stud, $25,000, doing a full stance and nurses. Also over at Pin Oak are the Stallions Alternation, a multiple graded stakes winning millionaire by Distorted Humor from the family of Broken Vow, and Cowboy Cal, excuse me, a multiple graded stakes winning millionaire by Giants Causeway. First foals by Alternation are yearlings. He stands for $7,500. Cowboy Cal was the nation's third-ranked third-crop sire last year. He stands for $5,000. Fees are not due until the foal stands and nurses. Inquiries at Clifford Berry and Nancy Stevens at 859-873-1420, and see the website pinoakstud.com.
You're listening to Horse Tales with Ursula Ellis.
All righty. You know that they are using, running some graded stakes over at Maydan this today also. Actually, one of them goes off at, 7:35 this morning? How many are they running there? One, two, three, four, five, including the, I guess it'd be Group 1, Maktoum Challenge R3. It's a Grade 1 or Group 1, whichever they call it over there. I don't know. That so it's a Group 1 stakes over there. The other stakes, graded stakes they're running in this country are the very one, Grade 3. The Gotham Grade 3, the Gulfstream Park Handicap Grade 3, the Mac Diamata, which we're going to talk about that horse, Grade 2, and the Santa Isabel Grade 3. Let's see, what else was I going to talk about? Oh, yeah. Winners from the Thoroughbred Center. We had a winner a day during February.
That's great.
29 winners during the month is a leap year.
Yes.
So 29 winners, it's a winner a day, keeps the horse in hay. And so far since last week's show, let's see who has won. What was the date of last week's show?
February 27th? I forget.
I believe it was. Well, since then, Matt Frazier won another race down at Hialeah with one of his quarter horses, which trained up here, incidentally.
Hialeah is about to close, isn't it?
Yeah. I think so. Let's see. Paul Garcia won two races on the same day at Mahoning Valley. Let's see. Where the hell are the rest of these things? Ursel? Did you screw up? Yes, I did.
What's that?
No. Let's see. One, two, three, four, five. Okay. Then we had a winner last night at Turfway. Dane Kubiski won one down at Turfway last night. So we've had six winners since last week's show.
You know, the time changes. Oh, next Sunday, it makes me crazy. That always helps Turfway because it's lighter later.
Yeah.
It makes, you know, more pleasant, I think. But
all righty. Point of Entry won a Grade 1 Man of War, the Grade 1 Sword Dancer, the Grade 1 Joe Hirsch Turf Classic Invitational, the Grade 1 Manhattan, the Grade 1 Gulfstream Park Turf Handicap, and the Grade 2 Elkhorn. Ran second in the Grade 1 Breeders' Cup Turf. He earned over $1,294,000. He was a brilliant runner from a family of brilliant runners. His half-sister, Pine Allen, was a classic winner. She won the Grade 1 Alabama. She also won a Grade 1 Gazelle.
Her dam, By Seeking the Gold, is a half-sister to Pleasant Home, winner of the Breeders' Cup Distaff. Also to graded stakes winner, multiple graded stakes producer. It's a female family of classic winners and champion sprinters, one of the best in the books. Look it up. It's impressive. Then keep in mind that Point of Entry is one of more than 150 stakes winners by the prolific stakes sire Dinah Farmer. That is, foals, yearlings this year, drawing high praise for their confirmation, and you have all the ingredients for sire success. Point of Entry stands for $25,000, doing a foal stands and nurses. Stands at Edina Springs, Kentucky. Inquiries to Coleman Brethnock, our Jack Brothers. Here's your number, 859-987-1798. And take a look at the website, AdinaStallions.com.
Hear this. Fox Sports 1580 is available everywhere you want to listen on our free iHeartRadio app. Download it now. WWTF Georgetown, Lexington.
Well, include Saturday's 8th Grade 1 winner last year, when Include Betty won the classic Grade 1 Mother Goose in New York. Came within a length of signing his 9th on February 6th when Call Included came that close to winning the Grade 1 Gulfstream Park Turf Handicap. Keep losing my voice. Excuse me. As it is, and I'll cough, I'm not coughing. I get frog in my throat. Got a gig?
Very good.
As it is, Included sired 27 Grade 1 horses, 8 Grade 1 winners, 19 others that have placed in Grade 1 stakes. That's a remarkable record. Fact is, if you want to compete at the Grade 1 level and you want to breed to a stallion standing in the $10,000 range, you're going to look a long time before you find Includes equal. And they run on anything. They run on dirt, they run on grass, they run on artificial. Includes' most recent stakes winner is the unbeaten 3-year-old filly KP Wildcat. She was a dominant 7 3/4 length winner of the Island Fashion Stakes on February 26th. And she's a likely starter, going to go against the boys in the Grade 3 $800,000 Sunland Derby on March 20th. Now, Included stands at Mr. and Mrs. Bird and C. Jones, the Airdrie Stud, $10,000 live foal. See the website, airdriestud.com. And always keep in mind that the Airdrie Stallions are your key to racing profit.
Now, back to the Thoroughbred Training Center in Ursula Ellis.
All righty, Jackie, you want to start off with your announcements? Our guests are late this morning, but I expect...
They're probably lost to fox hunters. I wouldn't be surprised. They're probably looking for the hounds out there somewhere.
You're looking for the hounds. Well, I figured they're going to be late because there are a couple of the ladies.
Oh, stop it. Gee whiz, that's really disgusting. Well, the first thing, then, that I will announce is next Saturday is the Woodford Hounds Hunt Ball, featuring Jimmy Church Band. That's Saturday, March 12th, 6:30 in the evening. Cocktails, dinner and dancing, live and silent auction. And let me tell you, that silent auction's amazing. They've got really good stuff in that. If they don't show up, I'll tell you what's in it. So they're old. If you can come, you need to call Connor McCarthy. That's Connor McCarthy, 229-2492. That's 229-2492. And he'll get your reservations.
Hunt ball?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I can't go.
I know. It says fancy dress.
No, it says dress informal, and I don't have an informal dress.
It's formal, not...
What does it say?
Scarlet evening dress. Evening dress, scarlet, if convenient.
Well, I don't have an evening dress, so I'm not going.
Not wearing one of mine. So, geez. Anyway, okay. Five-time Eclipse Award winner Jenny Reese has taken the role of Director of Publicity at Kentucky Downs for the 2016 season. She used to be with the Courier-Journal, and those idiots let her go. So much for that paper. Jeez, they got no brains. March the 17th is a day I'll set aside, a day when every Irish heart is bursting out with pride. Now, for St. Patty's Day, Macaulay Brothers News and Brews invite you to their St. Patrick's Day party celebrating Irish heritage in the equine industry. Well, that's not Irish around here.
Here comes Jane, by the way.
Okay. Thursday, March 17th, 5:30 to 7:30 at Altec's Lexington Downtown Brewery and Distillery. It's 140 Cross Street in Lexington. So we're going to go, so maybe we'll see you there. Jane.
Good morning, Jane.
I just said that you're a fox hunter. You're probably lost. No. Well, do come in and sit down.
Hey, I like your jacket. That's pretty.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very good. Jane Weingartner, who's...
Master.
Master of the hounds at the Woodford Hounds.
Yes.
Where Jackie went back when she had some courage.
Yeah.
Well, you had lots of courage, girl.
Yeah.
Ooh, with the stuff I was riding, I had lots of courage. Yes, sir.
Oh, come on. That old mare took care of you, for God's sakes. That mare was, you know. Yeah.
Okay, you're fine. That's fine.
Scoot up a little, Jane, so you'll be closer to that mic.
So how have you been?
I've been busy trying to get ready for this hunt ball. It's like nonstop.
Right.
Lots of work.
Yeah, but it's so much fun. How many hunt balls is this? Do you know?
Connor McCarthy, the Irishman, we do this together. We figured that this was our 20th hunt ball that we...
Is that right?
Is that right?
Yeah.
He's our blacksmith, by the way.
He's wonderful.
I think he was... He's been our blacksmith longer than he's been doing the hunt ball.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Well, he's a good blacksmith.
Yeah, I remember, you know, going a long time ago, always came in second in a stupid hat contest.
At the horse park when they had the relay, the hunter fox hunting relay.
Yeah. No, I came in second in the hat contest
every year
at the hunt ball.
Right.
And I thought I was so cute and looked so good. I came in second every time. Just drove me crazy, but it was so much fun.
Well, it was probably fixed.
It was terrible. I'm sure it was. Like your picture?
Yeah. What was that? We obviously weren't wearing our glasses.
Oh, that's
there was a picture of the huntsman with the hounds on a big chestnut horse.
Robbie Lyons.
Yeah, Robbie Lyons said, look, here's your horse, because we had given that horse to the hunt, that idiot horse. And, of course, Glenn did a great job with him. I mean, he was great.
It was Paul.
Oh, okay. Paul did a great job. And Ursula's over there bidding on that thing and bidding on that
thing. Well, now, wait a minute. Robbie Lyons told me that was my horse there. And it turns out that they had two horses that, I mean, they were...
Big chestnuts.
The big chestnuts with a little... Only white on them was a little star right here. And
Ursula had a few glasses of wine, a couple drinks.
No, it took me a long time to figure out that was not my horse, you know. But anyway,
well, you took it home.
Robbie Lyons said it was. They looked so much alike, the two horses did, that one time they loaded up the wrong horse and took it, and my horse was still green.
Oh my!
Yeah, I mean, this was from my Irish blacksmith was telling me this, you know. So anyway. I said, why don't you have a picture of my horse out there? And he's come here, Ursula. And he took me over and showed me this picture. It was a really nice picture.
Pretty picture.
Beautifully framed and everything, you know. And there's old my horse there. I thought Tubby, you know, big chestnut horse, you know, big. I mean, he was big. 70-man horses with a little tiny star. And, you know, so I've. Cost me about $150 to buy the damn picture, and took it home and hung it up. First picture when you walk in the door, there was Tubby right there, you know. Man, one day I was sitting down looking through some of our old race pictures and picked out a couple of pictures of Tubby winning, you know. And I looked at that picture and I said, "Damn!" Says that star has moved since then. So I went. I went and looked, and sure enough, it had dropped down about 2 inches. And so I knew I'd been had right there.
That Robbie Lyons. The next year, we donated the picture back.
I donated.
One lion Irishman.
Yeah, I donated the picture and under the little the description of the donation there. You know, it says the picture of the master of hounds on the ringer. And in the background, it was a picture of Robbie and his scarlet back here. You know, and it said in the background, a picture of one lion Irishman.
Absolutely. I think he got sold again. I don't know.
Yeah.
Robbie should have bought it.
Yeah, he should have.
Of course.
Nobody refunded my money, though, I'll tell you that.
Oh, well, sucker.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, well.
So, tell us more about the hunt ball. The silent auction stuff looks great.
Well, the live auction is it's spectacular. And I know I sound like I'm making a sales pitch, but we've never had. We've got an antelope hunt in Wyoming. Lynn and Modesty Burleson donated that.
Uh-huh.
And that's a hunt in a beautiful lodge, and they guarantee you'll get your antelope. And then we have a week stay in San Miguel, Mexico, through Joe and Linda Bark, and I've been there. It is the villa is unbelievable. Garden, it's like paradise. And San Miguel is the cultural area of Mexico. All the artists and cuckoos go there, but it's beautiful.
Yeah, you put the picture up on Facebook, I think I saw it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's gorgeous.
It's very pretty.
Okay. Yeah, up to six people.
We have Kelly Brewer. That's not on this sheet. She has painted two darling little fox kits.
Oh, good.
Really nice. That's going to be in the live auction.
I think I saw that on Facebook.
Did you?
Yes. It's really well done.
Well done.
It's not like a photograph. It's like a real painting.
Well,
it's
she's one of the hot young artists in Greg Ladd's stable right now.
She's nice.
Very popular. And then I just found out 21C is offering a weekend package, two nights. Dinner, breakfast, that's about close to an $800 weekend.
Wow. You know, 21C is.
Having the fog is.
It's that old bank building downtown.
Really?
Yeah.
The old First National Bank building?
Yeah. They have one in, one in Bentonville, Arkansas, and Louisville, Cincinnati. It's a new concept. It's very modern, unusual paintings. They have an art gallery. Laura Lee Brown and her husband Steve Wilson have 10 years ago built the first one.
Wow. Well, I looked. There was a picture, I guess, on Facebook where I get all my news of the bar.
Oh,
real modern, but
very modern,
gorgeous,
beautiful,
and the furniture was just gorgeous. I mean, it looks like a house.
Now, what location is this in now?
Downtown
Lexington. It just opened.
Yeah,
it's a big deal.
It's
on the corner of Short, Upper and Main.
Short, isn't it? Or I don't know.
You got Main.
Is it
Upper and
right next to the John Hunt Morgan statue there?
No,
that's not it.
Different bank.
Different bank?
Yeah.
Oh,
it's
okay.
One street down. But it's...
Is it near Debbie's?
Yes.
Yeah.
And it is...
Debbie Long's,
yeah.
the Dudley's.
Debbie's doing a cocktail party again for 30.
I saw
Wonderful
that.
Debbie.
Yes.
And that sells well every year. I know I'm forgetting...
30 cocktails or 30 people?
Well, whatever you want.
All you can.
Open bar. So that Tommy and Lisa Biederman, this is awesome. They have a package at Ashford Stud,
yes,
where you can go and pet and take pictures and be close and personal with American Pharoah.
Mm-hmm.
And then
wait, you get a halter.
Keep going. Lisa's has a shadow box with a halter in it and pictures of him winning the Triple Crown and the Breeders' Cup for that person to take with him and hang on their wall. Oh,
that's wow. Fabulous. My brother-in-law is with, what is that place in Louisville? St. John's Homeless Men kind of a thing. They have their big auction every year.
That's where I'm going to end up, I think.
Yeah. Sooner rather than later if you keep smarting off. But they got a halter, and he called me. He said, "What kind of reserve? $200?" So I asked Michael Blowen. He said, "No, anywhere 3,000 to 5,000."
Oh yeah,
it's huge. They got 8,000 on their eBay auction, and my St. John's, I think $5,500 or $6,500 for that American Pharoah halter. That's
right.
A big, humongous deal.
Huge.
Yeah.
Huge. Do I have time? Are you ready for a commercial, or can I tell one more?
Well, can you tell when I come back?
I can.
Yeah, we're going to
I'll be right here.
More than. More than one. We got a bunch.
A bunch of commercials, too. All right. Well, Lee won grade one stakes on dirt, graded stakes on grass, ran in record time, posted speed figures of 114, ran 114 twice, 110, 109, 108, 104, competed at the highest level for four straight years and earned $2,362,398. And here's a biggie. He retired sound. His track record, 9 furlongs, won 46 and 4, came in a grade 1 Don, besting Will Take Charge. Won a place in 12 graded stakes, 6 graded, 6 at 6 different tracks. Gulfstream, Woodbine, Saratoga, Keeneland, Churchill Downs, and the Dubai World Cup. Always a leading contender, he was on the board in 17 of his 19 starts. Lee is by the top sire First Samurai, son of Giants Causeway, that won grade 1 stakes as a 2-year-old. He's out of a stakes place, daughter of the great sire Galileo, from a strong black type family. And he's standing his first season at stud for $12,500, doing a full stance in nurses, and he stands at Claiborne Farm. Inquiries to Bernie Sams at 859-233-4252 and see the website at ClaibornFarm.com. Hill and Reagan Parker, you know Hill, don't you? Don't you?
Know Hill? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, everybody
sure.
knows Hill Reagan.
Oh, yeah.
Parker. Yeah, well. They're my favorite realtors. In fact, when we're going to sell our little farm one of these days, when in our state or something like that. Well, anyway, I'm going to call Hill, take care of it, or Reagan, which one of them is surviving.
Which one of them can put up with you.
Well, all right.
That's the way that goes.
Well, they do a great job.
Yes, they
and,
do. And nice
they're,
people.
They're people. They're nice people and people that you can trust. And that's who I'm going to call. I like somebody like that, and you know, you get two for the price of one with them. They're both, and they're wonderful people. They've been in the business for 13, 14 years now. They're hands-on horsemen. Hill is. He was a level A pony clubber, and that's where a lot of our top riders come from, and a good trainer. As far as that goes.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, I'm going to give you the website here in just a minute where you can look up some of these farms. We've got them in Fayette and Bourbon and Jesmond, Woodford, Scott, Clark County. Outstanding variety of locations and sizes and prices. And you can, I tell you what, if you're looking for a farm, you can find just the perfect farm for you. And you keep going until it does. All right, if you want to list your farm, believe me, they'll do a great job for me. Let me give you the website. It's LexHorseFarms.com, LexHorseFarms.com. Hill and Reagan Parker at 859-608-8039. Of course, that is a Lexington number. And let's see, rounding out here. Go ahead and get back to Jane. The first grade one stakes winner from the first crop by Warfront was The Factor. He stands for $25,000 stud fee. His first crop yearling sold for an average of $142,000 last year. The most recent grade one stakes winner by Warfront to retire to stud is Jack Milton. Jack Milton stands at Polk McLean's Crestwood Farm for $6,500 doing a full stands of nurses. Jack Milton won graded stakes at 3, 4, and 5, ran the second fastest mile, 133 flat among all stallions retiring to stud this year, and he recorded the co-fastest Rogozin tied with The Factor ever by a son of Warfront. Jack Milton won the Grade 1 Maker's Mark Mile at Keeneland, won a Grade 3 Poker at Belmont, the Grade 3 Transylvania Stakes at Keeneland, placed in 6 other stakes, 5 Grade 1, 5 graded, 3 Grade 1, and he earned nearly $854,000. His full sister won graded stakes. There are 9 stakes horses under his first dam. Pedigree's loaded with black type. You're welcome to inspect the Crestwood stands. Give him a call at 252-3770 and check the website at crestwoodfarm.com.
Back to Horsetails with Ursel Ellis.
All right, we're talking with Jane Weingartner about the Woodford Hunt Ball coming up. Where are we having this thing, Jane?
At the Embassy Suites.
The Embassy Suites out on Newtown Pike.
Newtown Pike, right.
Yeah.
Great place to have it. Wonderful fun. Yeah. Betsy and I are coming again.
Good.
Yes.
Awesome.
Miss Betsy went to a very, very, very small high school and didn't have a prom. So I never went to a prom.
Oh.
And, of course, you know, she has brain injury. She's in a chair and all this, that kind of stuff. But anyway, so last year we took her to the Hunt Ball for a prom. She loved it. So we're coming back this year.
That's great.
Yeah, wonderful pictures. Your picture's in there with her.
Yes.
Various things like that. She had a wonderful time. So
good.
We're going to be there. Yeah, it's too fun. I noticed you have a Hawkinsmith down here.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. And Andre Potter.
Right.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
I'd kill for those things.
Well, you can bet on them and buy them.
Oh, yeah, right. And hope to God somebody beats me.
I've seen John Stephen. He showed me what he's going to do, and it's really beautiful, huge picture of American Pharoah. And then he's got the win copies of win tickets.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, that's wonderful.
And it's lovely. And the Andre Potter is, I forget the title, but these gorgeous big hounds resting in the kennel.
Oh,
beautiful.
He's unbelievable. Mm-hmm. He had one I saw one time I would have killed for, a great big dark bay or black horse standing under a tree with the colors and the lighting and everything. I think he's fabulous.
Jane, do you still ride?
I do. I broke my leg last summer, not on a horse, but I just got back from Argentina, and when I was in Argentina, I was hiking up and down these real steep hills, uh-huh. thinking I was like 30 years old, like right. the rest of the women I was with, and the bones healed, but I've damaged the muscle again, and now I'm going to have to wait a little bit and get the muscle built back up so I can get back on that horse.
Oh, yeah. My God. Okay.
Yeah. You just think, you forget how old you are. What was it, a year or two ago? When Betsy got hurt, I quit riding mostly, except I'd ride a little on the farm. And I got off that mare, and she's a good 16-something. And I thought I was 20 years old and jumped off. Oh, well, how stupid was that? And I had trained her to go up to where the steps, blah, blah, blah. And I wound up having an orthotic, or whatever you call it, the Band-Aid surgery on that knee. Mm. So stupid. Well, you got to slow down when you get to a certain age. We're about the same age.
Yeah, but slow down's not in my repertoire.
Yeah, I know. I know. I know.
And not in yours either, Mr. E.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
No, it isn't.
Well, I do things between naps.
Isn't that sad? So how are you getting some people coming? It looks pretty good.
We have 21 patrons tables sold.
Wow.
And this band is named Jimmy Church, and mm-hmm. they are like the cat's meow. They play. They are very, very good, and we have more people right now. Connor does the tickets.
Yeah.
We even raised the tickets, and we've got more than we've ever had at this time.
Wonderful.
So,
wonderful. Yeah, well, you're limited. You're not going to.
Yeah. There's spots left.
You have to
left,
draw the line somewhere, don't you?
Well, we can. The most we can sell is 475 tickets.
Oh, of uh-huh. course, for the room. For the space. I got you.
So we'll have around 400 people.
That's great.
Yeah.
Fun stuff. So tell me about the Woodford Hounds.
Well, we're going through a change, and change is good.
Yes.
We are in the process of merging with Long Run Hounds in Louisville.
Mm-hmm.
Great group of people. And we're going to be engaged for a year, all of us, to see if it's going to work.
Good.
And if it does work, then we will be officially merged, and we've had the blessing with the MFHA Master Foxhounds.
Where do they hunt?
Well, they're going to use their hounds and their huntsmen.
They're Penn Marydales, aren't they?
Penn Marydales are a lovely pack of black and tan hounds.
Yeah.
And they don't run as fast as the English hounds.
Yay!
They have great voices. And I've ridden behind them. I mean, you gallop. You don't sit there and go, oh, what do I do now? But they don't run out of the country. Mm-hmm. And
these are what they call the black and tans, kind of like saddlebacks. Is that what they used to call them? My dad used to raise foxhounds many
okay,
years ago.
Right. Well, they're totally black with tan points.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
And they're a bigger hound with longer ears and a real deep voice. But if the merger works, which I think it's going to, because we're all working to fulfill what we want to do, is that their huntsman, Alf Caldwell, will bring the hounds down and hunt in our country at Crab Orchard and Shakertown, and then we'll just alternate hunting in countries and uh-huh. their country, our country.
Where's their country that they hunt?
Their kennels are in Simpsonville.
Okay. It's closer for me than the other hunt country.
Oh, it's an hour and change from where I board, which is south of Versailles.
Uh-huh.
Better highways than...
Yeah.
I mean, it's fine. And we may change the venue of the hunt ball, have it in the fall. I mean, these are all things we have to work out.
Yeah.
But it's good.
Do they have their own hunt ball?
Mm-hmm.
Do they?
Theirs is the first week.
Well, you would merge your hunt balls, too?
Well, I don't know. You know, this is all.
Yeah.
People might
putting
not
together,
drive
yeah.
for an hour or so to go to a hunt ball in Louisville because, you know, you have to drive back.
Yeah.
Unless you stay up.
Well, how many members in Woodford now?
Well, paying members, there's about 37.
Mm-hmm.
And, that's good.
They would, in September, send their dues to Long Run.
Yeah.
If they choose to, you know, that's everybody's choice if they want to do this.
Yeah.
Hunt part-time in Long Run, part-time at Woodford. And we're really, really excited.
Well, I had heard about Long Run because at my advanced shape and condition I'm in and age, they have a walk-trot field. And they said that their walk-trot field, you can see a lot.
Yeah, that's but they do more than walk and trot.
Yeah,
they
liars.
Well, it's not like walkathon. I mean,
yeah,
I had to go in that before I went to Argentina with this.
Yeah.
I kind of tried my leg out.
Yeah,
and it's called Third Field, and I went in that. And Sally McLaughlin, who used to be Huntsman, she's really good.
Yeah,
and she puts you at a point where you do see the hounds go
right.
by. And
right.
the coyote, but you move around.
Oh, yeah, you move around, but you get to actually see stuff, and you're not jumping fences. And
No, you don't jump.
Yeah, that sounds good to me. Yeah, so I hope that works out. That would be great.
Well, when is this, wrap this up, when is this hunt ball coming up now?
Next Saturday, March 12th.
Okay.
And if you want to buy tickets at the door, it's in the ballroom, and we have people at a table, and you can buy your tickets right there.
Connor sits there with the money bag.
He is the money man, Mr. Connor. Yeah. And, or you can call me, and I can help you out. We're just wrapping it up this
okay.
next week.
But this beware of Robbie Lyons.
Oh, yeah. The Lion Irishman.
The Lion Irishman.
Okay. Well, I can't wait for it. It sounds so much fun. And I have to watch Betsy. You know, she goes around and puts her name on everything.
Oh, that's fine.
No, it isn't. I mean, she, I'm going behind her. Somebody bid. She bought a whole bunch of stuff last year. She bought 5 or 6 little things. So it's great fun. Great people. Just a good time.
Good food, too, is what I remember.
Oh, my God, the food's
wonderful. I haven't
been
one for a couple of years.
Now, if people want to, I know a couple people do, they can stay overnight in the Embassy Suites and not worry about driving home.
I know some of them needed to. I know that.
And we've got a special rate for the people that want to. However, they need to let me know. So there's a block of rooms.
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay.
And I have to call it in.
Good. Okay. Well, thank you.
Well, thank you all.
Well, thank you, Jane. Have fun.
Okay, I will.
And you be careful. Don't be falling off or walking up hills or anything.
Okay, well, you got to watch those bar stools, you know.
Yeah. All right. Well, Ms. Mathis is off to another terrific start at stud, another year at stud, I should say. He's a sire of 4 2016 stakes winners, 2 of them graded stakes winners, including Sea Defense, winner of the Group 1 Stewards Cup. He's earned over $1 million. Polina's Love, winner of the Grade 2 Buena Vista Stakes out of Santa Anita. Now, Polina's Love has also won 2 in a row at Santa Anita now, with earlier placings in the San Clemente Del Mar and the Grade 3 Autumn Miss Stakes at Santa Anita for earnings of in excess of $303,000. Ms. and Mass, other 2016 stakes winners, a Stone-tastic, winner of Gulfstream's Miami Shore Stakes and earlier of the Grade 2 Prowess. And she's earned more than $512,000. One Mean Man has won stakes at Fairgrounds this year. 3 of his current stakes winners are graded stakes winners. Of course, Ms. Mass has sired 8 Grade 1 winners. Grade 1 winners at distances from 6 to 10 furlongs. The winners of 3 Grade 1 Breeders' Cup races. Sired a champion 2-year-old Fowley.
Philly, a classic winner. And also, there's a lot of run there for a stud fee of $12,500 live foal. It stands over Judmont Farm. Inquiries to Garrett O'Rourke or Aaron Fry at 859-272-7629. And see the website at judmont.com. All right. Well, last Saturday, Gulfstream, the grade two $400,000 Fountain of Youth Stakes, was won by Mohammed, bred and raised by Clear Sky Farms and sold as a yearling at Keeneland for sales topping $2,200,000 to Shadwell Farm. Mohammed is undefeated in five starts. He's won four graded stakes, and he's one of the two top favorites for the upcoming Kentucky Derby. Congratulations to Clear Sky Farms and to Shadwell Farm, two valued customers of McCauley Brothers. Mohammed is just an example, one of many, of the success experienced by customers of McCauley Brothers at the races and at the sales. Last year, horses raised on McCauley products won more than 200 stakes. McCauley Brothers is not the biggest feed mill in the nation, just the best. Call Mike Warren or David Longmire, 859-873-3333. Ask them about the free services that come with every bag of feed you purchase. See the website at McCauleyBrothers.com. You're always welcome to stop by the office at 111 Broadway in Versailles. McCauley Brothers, that's where it's all about the horse. Daily racing form. Racing's Bible. How could you get along without the daily racing form when you go to the races? Well, you can't. If you want to win something anyway, win a little money, be in the money, eligible to win, give you a little edge to win some money anyway. But here's what I want you to do if you're interested in breeding. Go to drf.com/breeding update and sign up today, because you'll find in-depth breeding news and sales and auction coverage and columns by some of the outstanding columnists in the daily racing form breeding updates, which it's wonderful. Thing to do, because you know, it's to keep on top of things. For instance, in the Sunday edition, Tuesday edition, you find the most comprehensive stakes report available anywhere for owners and breeders, providing full details on all black type stakes in North America, including pedigree, detailed progeny reports of the female family, and information on the winning sire, information that you can find anywhere else. If you got Mr. Moody over there? All right, next break. All right, well, so once again, go to the drf.com/breeding update and sign up today. You'll be glad you did. If you're a handicapper, you'll be triple glad you did. They always have seven or eight past performances in those things. I don't see how they get them all in there. Daily racing form.
You're listening to Horse Tales with Ursula Lele.
All right, Jackie, you got some more announcements to make?
Yes, sir, I do. Today.
Wait a minute.
Oh.
Now you're on.
Oh, okay. Today at the Horse Park is Bluegrass Trust's Antique and Garden Show. It's through tomorrow at 5 o'clock. It's at the Alltech Arena. And somebody was telling me about that and said it is absolutely gorgeous. I'm trying to think who that was. Said just beautiful stuff this year.
What's that?
And the Alltech. Oh, I know who's going to be out there. Bluegrass Trucks Antique and Garden Show at the Horse Park at the Alltech Arena. The guy that bought the house, the great decorator, antique dealer, lives in Paris now, who bought Wakefield Scarce.
Oh, okay.
And he's got two booths out there. That's where I saw it. Really got some beautiful. His stuff is great. Snowbird Dressage is today from 8 to 5. You can still go out there. It's in the covered arena. It's a good warm-up through the winter to keep your dressage skills honed. So it's that's fun to go watch. Also, next Saturday is 33rd Annual Fayette County Farm Bureau Farm Equipment Consignment Auction. Have you ever heard so many adjectives in your whole life? It's at the Horse Park from 9:30 to 5. So that's excellent. So that's what's going on at the Horse Park. We're out here at the training center. And since we're coming out of winter, the fences are a mess. We need to repair fences, all you out there. I noticed Gainesway's just done a boatload of fencing. Training Center sells planks and posts. So give them a call out here, 293-1853. I forgot, Rolex is coming up. April 28th through May the 1st at the Horse Park, and those tickets don't last, so you need to get on the horn if you're interested in going to Rolex. You can still use the indoor at Masterson. Give them a call, Georgia Ackerman, 253-0328. Of course, High Hope Steeplechase is coming up Sunday, May 17th. And that's about it. Lakeside's not got a lot going on this weekend. They have one hunter jumper show a month at Lakeside. Lakeshore, is it? You know, that's in Lakeside Arena down in Frankfurt. That's it.
Is that it?
That's it.
All right. Well, DeHair began his stud career by signing multiple graded stakes winner of nearly $600,000 in his first crop. And he's kept right on going by sighing 15% black type horses from starters, better than 12% black type horses from foals. Now, that's a solid record. This year's crack filly, Clothes Fall Off, has finished second in the Grade 2 $300,000 Barbara Fritchie at a law. She also set a new track record at Aqueduct, going 5.5 furlongs and 102-4. A closing second in Keeneland's Fort Spring Stakes last year, she has finished 1-2 in 9 of her 10 starts, and she's earned close to $300,000. Now, DeHair is a Grade 1 winner by Awesome Again, stands at Shadwell Farm, home also of Albertus Maximus, winner of the Grade 1 Breeders' Cup Dirt Mile, and the sire of two stakes winners, including a group stakes winner in his first crop, 2-year-olds last year. And Into Dab, a multiple graded stakes winner, and the sire of multiple graded stakes winners, and a great source of speed. Call Stallion Manager Kent Barnes at 859-294-4585. Ask about breeding incentives and see the website at ShadwellFarm.com.
Race records, public auction prices, pedigree statistics, and more, all included for $275 per year. Visit Brissette.com/APR and discover why the APR has been the choice of bloodstock and racing professionals for generations, and why a new generation is using APR online.
Well, last Saturday at Gulfstream, the Grade $350,000 Palm Beach Stakes was won by Converge, a 3-year-old colt in the first crop by Sydney's Candy. Bred by SF Racing, trained by Chad Brown, Converge charts from way back. The win going away, running in the last quarter of a mile in 22-3. That'll win a couple for you. He's going to mile in a 16th and won 40-3. Converge is a $240,000 graduate of the Keeneland sales. Broke his maiden first time out of Belmont back in September, then ran a fast closing second in the $100,000 Awad Stakes. The Palm Beach was his third start and first of the year. He's one of 12 first crop winners by Sydney's Candy, among them Barbara Render, a maiden special winner at Gulfstream, Bibble, a winner at Gulfstream Park, Cotton Candy Cutie, a maiden special winner in New York, maiden special winner, Proper Decorum. She's a Milky Way maiden special winner at Del Mar. Sydney's Success, winner first time out at Parks. Sooner Time at Del Mar. The Tabasco Kid, winner first time out at Hawthorne. Uncle Huge, maiden special winner at Law. So they're winning at the major tracks. Sydney's Candy by Candy Ride peaked at 3-4, winning 6 graded stakes, including the Grade 1 Santa Anita Derby. He earned over $1,104,000. Stands for $10,000, doing a full stance of nurses at Windstar Farm. Inquiries to Kyle Wilson, Sean Tugler, Carolyn Walsh at 859-873-1717. See the website, windstarfarm.com.
Now, back to the Thoroughbred Training Center and Ursula Ellis.
All righty. Well, I've got Steve Moody with me here today, and they run an old Passel of Stakes down at Gulfstream today. I don't know which is the best betting one down there today, Steve. Three of them are graded, I think. Is that right?
Yeah, there's a Grade 3. That's the very one, and then they got two Grade 2s, Gulfstream Park Handicap and the Mac the Armada. Those are Grade 2, so we'll go with those two.
Okay.
The 11th is the Gulfstream Park Handicap. This is a one-turn mile, 4-year-olds and up, $500,000 is the purse. 7 horses in this race. Pretty well-matched group. Even the one of the horses here, 12-1, I think, has got a chance. Really, only one I think that you could throw out of the seven. And I went for the five horse Valid from Marcus Vitale's barn. This horse is pretty hard hitting veteran. He's got 11 career wins and started 13 times at Gulfstream, 6 wins and 4 seconds and a third. So he's been on the board there 11 and 13. He's a gelding by Medaglia d'Oro. And he's got good speed, but he doesn't have to have the lead. He can rate if the pace is real hot. The 1 mile, one turn mile is just perfect for him. He loves that one turn at Gulfstream, and I think he's the one to beat in here. The one horse Stanford comes out of a runner up. Effort in the Fred Hooper Stakes. He was coming back off of a long layoff, and he had figured to need that race, and comes in here today. Been off for 4 weeks and been working, so I think he's going to be tough in here for Pletcher, leading trainer, of course, and Javier Castellano, the leading rider. So he's got a big chance. And then, the third choice for me is, like I was saying, Ursel, the 6 horse Grand Shores, 12-1 on the morning line, just finished not too far behind, my top choice, Valid, the last time out when they ran. And, I think it wouldn't shock me if he, turned the tables here. I think 12-1's, very big price on him. I'd be so shocked if he went off of that. But if he did, I think I'd have to play him at that kind of a price. And I definitely think he could be part of the gimmick, Exactor Try in here. So, well matched group in the Gulfstream Park handicap. We'll go with Valid. We'll go 5-1-6 in that one. Then the 12th, the penultimate race on the card today is the Mac D'Armada, a 1 3/8 on the turf, and 200,000 is the purse for that one. A field of 7 again, and the horse with all the figs in here is the 2 Gran Tito, but and he has run well on firm turf, but he's. To me, he's kind of a question mark if he wants to go 1 3/8. 11 furlongs seems like it might be a bit too far for him. I'm gonna go with a 4-1 choice in here, the 5, Mr. Maybe for Chad Brown. This is a gelding by Ghost Zapper. He's making his first start of the year. He finished up last year. He won 3 straight to end 2015, including the Red Smith at Aqueduct in his last start of the year. He's been off for almost 4 months, and but really working well. Chad Brown's very tough with layoff horses. He's winning almost 30% with horses off of 90 days or more. So I don't think there's any question he'll have this one ready to go. And if he takes to the turf there at Gulfstream, I think he can get the job done. He's my top pick. The favorite, Twilight Eclipse, was 2nd in this race last year. And, he's always in the hunt. He's a pretty honest horse. I think he has a big chance to get the top spot today. 2-1 though is a little short for me. The one horse, Kygan, it's another one that seems to like to run 2nd, all in the hunt, but, just doesn't win quite enough. 7-2 on the morning line for Mark Cassie. Joe Bravo has the mount on him. So I'll go for maybe a mild upset here with, Mr. Maybe at 4-1. 5-6-1 in the Mac the Armada.
All right. Well, Mike Cameron's here, and he's telling me that Kentucky, what'd you say, Mike, 14-point favorite? Huh?
13.
13-point favorite.
Lucky 13.
I can't believe that.
I like to tell Mike I liked his tweet yesterday of Mount Rushmore of bad referees.
Oh, did you hear that, Mike?
Yeah, I'll show her some pictures.
Mount Rushmore of bad referees.
Oh funny.
Which one of those referees they got back this time?
I don't know. I'm seeing.
Mike's looking up a picture of bad referees.
Bad.
Oh, he's over here playing a. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Okay.
Where'd you get that?
Hass, Pat Adams, Roger Ayers, and Doug Sermons.
Okay.
Okay. Now, did you put this on your page? Yeah. Okay. Good. If anybody wants to see it, friend Mike.
At Cameron Mike,
and you can see it. Oh, because that's funny.
All right. Well, thanks so much, Steve. Steve, of course, the author of the Gulfstream Handicapper Sheet, and we appreciate it. And Steve, you coming on? You can go to brisnet.com, BRISNET, to get your copy of it. Put you in a winner circle. Okay, Steve, thank you so much.
All right.
Well, the first foals by Tisway raced to 2 last year. 2-1 stakes, 2 others placed in stakes, and here's another to keep your eye on. Tis Long Gone won his first start at Aqueduct in wire-to-wire fashion, and he was bred by Fred and Nancy Mitchell's Clarkern Farm. Now, that's where the likes of Beholder and Into Mischief first saw the light of day. They raised a lot of runners. Another to watch is Our Way. Our Way won a maiden special just the other day at Gulfstream, going a mile in 1:34.3. That'll win for you. Of course, Tisway ran one of the fastest dirt miles in history the day he won the Grade 1 Metropolitan, 1:32.4. He also won the Grade 1 Whitney Invitational, the Grade 2 Kelso, and over $1,359,000. Now, last year, first crop two-year-olds by Tisway sold for up to $700,000, and second crop yearlings for up to $425,000. Stud fee, $10,000 due in a full stance in nurses. One of 14 Grade 1 winners by the great Tis Now. Tisway covered 178 mares last year. Stands at Spendthrift Farm. Ask about breeding incentives when you call Des Dempsey. I'm Brian Lyle. I'm Mark Toothacker, 859-294-0030. And see the website at SpendthriftFarm.com.
Now, back to Horsetails with Ursula Ellis.
All right. This from the Kentucky Thoroughbred Association, our friend Chauncey Morris over there. And these are the Kentucky Breeders of Stakes winners last weekend. The Grade 2 Fountain of Youth, Mohaman, won that by Tappet over here at Gainesway. This was a $2,200,000 sales yearling. Purchased from Clear Sky Farms,
who
bred him. Gaines, Shadwell.
Boy. Shadwell.
I wonder who picked that. I wonder if they'd pick one out for me. Of course, I ain't going to pay no $2.2 million, but other than that.
Jeez. Wow. One of our sponsors.
Yeah.
That's a week or two.
Yeah, anyway, good luck to him. Of course, he is the co-favorite, I guess, with Nyquist for the Derby. Well, it would be.
Yeah.
Of course, Nyquist, Uncle Mo Coulter, won the Eclipse Award last year. Let's see. Here Comes the Bride Stakes at Gulfstream Park. Catch a Glimpse won that by City Zip, bred by Branch Equine. These are all Kentucky bred breeders now, horses. Texas Glitter Stakes at Gulfstream went to Manhattan Dan by Big Brown, bred by Sanford Robbins. The Busher Stakes at Aqueduct. Mo D'Amore, and I believe that's the 9th stakes winner from the first crop by Uncle Mo. And this one bred by Doug Branham and Felicia Branham, and of course Uncle Mo down at Ashford Stud. The Black Gold Stakes went to Oscar nominated Kitten's Joy, bred by Mrs. Jerry Ammerman. The Jersey Lily Stakes at Sam Houston winner was Mexican Miss by More Than Ready. More Than Ready stands over at Windstar Farm, and this one bred by Patanac Farm. Let's see, the Bucharest Turf Sprint at Sam Houston. American Sailor won that. Another City Zip, this one bred by Kitty Rich Farms. The Budweiser Stakes, there's one where you get a Budweiser for this one. Down at Sunland Park, or over at Sunland Park, or whatever, Is that what's Sunland? Arizona? New Mexico, I believe.
Got me.
Yeah, one of those foreign countries. Anyway, it's a line of David who stands over at Spendthrift Farm, won that. Bred by Gaines Gentry Thoroughbreds and Hardy Thoroughbreds. And then yesterday at Maidan in Dubai, UAE Oaks Grade 3, Group 3, was won by Polar River. That's a 3-year-old filly by Congrats. This filly's undefeated in 4 starts. She's won stakes. Also, this is her second stakes this year already. And, of course, Congrats stands at Windstar Farm, son of A.P. Andy, full brother to Flatter. But congratulations to the folks over at Polar City. That would, the breeders were Bob McCann, Mark Kelder, and Doug Riches, a $40,000 yearling. All righty. Where are we now?
A little history or something.
About 6 minutes.
Got 6 minutes.
Talk fast.
Talk real fast. Ah, okay. They're running that Mac Diamata Stakes down at in Florida today, and people don't remember that horse. But let me see if I can find something about him here. He was by Minnesota Mac, and he was a champion grass horse, Florida bred. People don't remember how good he was. Bred by John Hardigan down in Florida, and Flint Schulhofer trained him. And he didn't win as a 2-year-old in 2 starts, and it took him in his 4 starts to win. Finally, won on the turf, first start on the turf down at Hialeah. Then he won, 10 in a row, including the Golden Grass Stakes at Gulfstream Park. Then he won an allowance race at Monmouth, came back and at Monmouth Park and won the Long Branch Stakes by 5. That was a Grade 3 race. He won the Leonard Richard Stakes, a Grade 3 race at Delaware Park by 3. Then he won the Lexington Handicap Grade 2 at Belmont, beating a pretty good horse that day named John Henry. In fact, he gave John Henry 14 pounds and a beating. Just beat him ahead, but he beat him. In the Secretariat Grade 2 Stakes at Arlington, he won by 3. Came back and won the Lawrence Realization at Belmont Park by 3.5. John Cruget rode this horse, incidentally. Then he got beat in the Man of War, Grade 1. He ran 3rd in the Man of War at Belmont Park to Weah, the top mare, and Tiller. Then he won his last 2 starts and was named champion grass horse. Last 2 starts were in the Grade 1 Canadian International up at Woodbine, going 1 5/8 on the turf. And then in his final start, he won the D.C. International, Washington, D.C. International at Laurel, won by head, beating Tiller and Weah after a bad start that day anyway. But he was a really nice kind of a racehorse. Minnesota Mac, in case you don't remember him, foal in 1964 by Rough and Tumble. Rough and Tumble was, I believe, Dr. Charlie Haggard bred him. I know he was the sire of Free For All. And Free For All was the champion. He was an undefeated 2-year-old. He was by questionnaire. Same year as Pavitt. Pavitt was an undefeated, two undefeated champion 2-year-olds that year. I don't know if they were cold highweights on a free handicap, but I think they put Pavitt on top because Free For All raced mostly in the Midwest and Pavitt raced in New York. Pavitt was by Case Ace, bred by Walter Jeffords. Free For All, of course, it was by Questionnaire, son of Sting, and stood over here at Green Tree Stud, as a matter of fact. Now, Minnesota Mac, of course, was a pretty good kind of a sire. In addition to Mac Diamata, he sired 18 stakes winners. He was the sire of Great Above, who his main claim to fame was as being the sire of Holy Bull, who was, of course, a champion. And Holy Bull, of course, sired Macho Uno. Let's see, Great Above was also the sire Giacomo, Confessional, a couple of two champions. He was Broodmare sire of 55 stakes winners. including the champion Housebuster. He also sired Honey Fox, who won the Black Helen and the Ramona and the Orchid. My Mac won the Tropical Park Derby. Minnesota Chief won the... we'll see who else did he win there. Who else? I mean, Tuxedo Mac, I believe, was by him. Governor Max, who won Arlington, Washington for Tour. He won the Arch Ward and Hawthorne Juvenile Race and all three of those stakes in Chicago. And ran second in the Hopeful Stakes. Great Above, of course, himself won the Pomonican Toboggan. He was an excellent sprinter. And Macho Uno, who is by Holy Bull, carrying on that sire line, going back to questionnaire, Macho Uno stands over at Dena Springs in Kentucky, as a matter of fact, in Gay Paris. But Mac D'Amato was a really nice kind of a horse. Anytime you'd win 12 of your 16 starts, $500,000, and of course, he was racing back in the 70s, you're better than pretty good, I would have to say. All right, let's see. Winners today, winners from the Thoroughbred Center since last week's show. We had 29 winners in 29 days in February from the Thoroughbred Center. That's a winner a day, keeps your horse in hay. And let's see, since last week's show, Jim Rankin saddled one, so did Larry Lay. Matt Frazier had a quarter horse. Paul Garcia saddled a couple of winners. And then last night, Dane Tobiski saddled one at Turfway Park. That music means it's time for us to spit out the bits. Stay tuned now for Cameron Mills. Thank you, Tim. Appreciate all you do for us down at the studio. And thank you, rest of you here. And we'll talk to you next week.